Hello, hello everyone. Magandang umaga po. Good morning to all of you. Or good afternoon, good evening, whichever is the case. Welcome po sa ating gawain every Wednesday morning. Our program is called Soul Devo with PB. And so every Wednesday po, we or I broadcast live, except in some situations, minsan, I cannot broadcast live. I have to record my devotional. But anyway, so every Wednesday at 7 a.m., tayo po ay nagbo-broadcast, no, via the internet, sa Facebook, sa YouTube, sa LinkedIn, sa Twitter, okay, sa pa ba, sa Twitch. So I'm broadcasting live, and tayo po ay nagme-meditate o nag-aaral sa Salita ng Panginoon. And we are in the book of Acts. Okay? For those of you who are joining us, well, kakaumpisa pa lang natin, you can easily just go back to the previous episodes para mapakinggan nyo yung mga una nating pag-aaral tungkol dito sa exciting book na ito, no? We can actually call it, as one author called it or referred to it, no, the adventures with the Holy Spirit, ang sabi niya. And I think that's an appropriate parang idea, no, tungkol sa Book of Acts, because we see the Lord working out his purposes, ano, in and through his church. And what an exciting journey that is. Kaya tayo po ay ano, no, nag-aaral dito sa Book of Acts. We're still in chapter 1, so good news. Like I said, medyo kakaumpisa lang natin. So let's prepare ourselves. Ihanda natin ang sarili natin. Wherever you might be, kung ano man yung ginagawa nyo, would you just please sit down, you know, calm down. Let's just pause, no? Kung ano man yung mga activities natin. And let's focus on the Lord, no? Mag-focus tayo sa Panginoon. Let's breathe in slowly, counting 1 to 4 seconds. Ayan, tapos exhale tayo, mga 5 seconds. Breathe in, 4 seconds. Exhale through your nose, 5 seconds. So just slow down your breathing. And that will calm your spirit. And let's focus on the Lord, no? Ready natin ang sarili natin sa ituturo sa atin ng Panginoon. So tayo ay manalangin. Let's all pray and ask the Lord to just guide us sa ating devotional ngayong umaga. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Or in the case of others, probably who are about to sleep. Thank you, Lord, for your grace din sa kanila, for giving them a whole day. And I pray that they can reflect upon it with joy and gratitude. And for us naman dito sa Pilipinas, Lord, we look forward to what the day has in store. And we trust in you, Lord. May you guide us and help us, Heavenly Father, so that Lord, in your mercy, we would be able to pay attention to your voice as you lead us and guide us into your wonderful kingdom. So, dear God, dito sa devotional ngayon, we come before you and we open our hearts and our minds to you, asking you, Lord, to teach us, to speak to us, to guide us, to let the word of the Lord dwell richly in our hearts this morning. Salamat o Panginoon, we give you praise, we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so go ahead, just post your comments. Mamaya I'll look into it. If you have any prayer requests, don't hesitate to post them. If it's private, you can just send them to me, or send it to our support team, and they'll be glad to pray for you. So ang topic natin today is okay, the need for persistent prevailing prayer. That's what we truly need, no? We need to depend upon the Lord, to interact with Him moment by moment sa buhay natin. We live in His kingdom. We have been brought into His kingdom through His Son. And that is a wonderful opportunity kasi we can experience His life, no? Being shared with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, it's going to be a great adventure, pero the way to really be able to accomplish the purposes of God sa buhay natin is to engage in persistent, prevailing prayer, not just individually. Siyempre, mahalaga yun, individually. You must prioritize prayer. But also, we must do so as a community and as small groups, okay? And so today we want to look at this passage in Acts chapter 1, 12 to 14. And let's just read that, you know, para magkaroon tayo ng ano, biblical perspective tungkol dito. Sabi ganyan sa verse 12, then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. No? When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. So, dito yung Judas who betrayed Jesus kasi he's already dead by this time. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Ayan, hallelujah. So, the question that we want to tackle this morning po is how can we encourage this in every community and small group in RLCC? Now, of course, I do apologize if you're listening and you are not from RLCC. RLCC is our church, Real Life Christian Communities. But I want to particularly, you know, challenge those who are from RLCC. So if you're from another church, just apply it in your case. Pero for us, you know, how can we encourage this kind of persistent, prevailing prayer, no? Again, in RLCC or maybe in any other church, okay, for that matter. Napakahalaga kasi nito eh, no? To see the purposes of God accomplished, for the reign of God, the kingdom of God to be manifested sa buhay natin, and also, you know, in the area that God may have assigned to us, kung saan we may have some say, no? Like our jobs, our families. Of course, we're not the only ones who have a say in those areas. Meron din kasi other people involved in it. We do not really completely control it. But in many aspects, no, we do have a say in many, you know, aspects of it. Like yung kung tayo ay magulang or parent, you know, we want to create an atmosphere of love sa family natin. Again, also, if we are a small group leader, we want to disciple the people God has entrusted to us. So, the only way for that to happen is for the power of God to work in us and through us. And that can only be possible through the means of prayer. And not just parang one-time prayer, but persistent, prevailing prayer. And so from the passage na binasa natin, I see there are three ideas that I want to highlight dito. First of all, we must be motivated by the Great Commission, no? Of course, the Great Commission was the the commission that Jesus gave his disciples at the Mount of Olives, no? And that's why we begin with that. Sabi ganyan sa verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, no? Sabbath's day's walk from the city. Bumalik sila because they were commissioned by the Lord to go and make disciples of all nations. God's purpose is that as many as those who would respond, you know, we are to help them experience the life that is from God. Ang real life Christian communities is committed and called by God to help people experience real life in Christ together with others. Huwag po natin kalilimutan yan. You know? Sometimes we can be so engrossed you know, in our own lives, o kaya even in our, you know, friendship o naman, and we forget that we have a mission, okay? And so that's why it's so important that we understand that, kasi, you know, how can we pray itong tinatawag na persistent prevailing prayer, except that, you know, we understand that the stakes are high. So many people do not yet know the Lord. And higit pa doon, of course, is that the will of God, His reign, cannot be accomplished, you know, except through partnership and dependence with Him sa mundong ito. As we all know, sa maraming lugar at sa maraming pagkakataon, hindi sinusunod ng mga tao ang kanyang will. God's will is not done. And so, as a consequence, maraming mga nangyayari sa mundo na hindi tama, na hindi will of God. Maraming mga pamilya ang nasisira. Maraming mga buhay ang nasisira. Maraming marriages ang kakahiwalay. Maraming adulteries, maraming, you know, sin of the flesh and so forth. That's going on all around us, even in the church. And so we cannot really hope to accomplish God's will by, you know, by ourselves. We need the Lord. We need to pray. Now, the Great Commission, of course, is not just simply parang, you know, a program in the church. Gusto lang natin mag-aral ng mga tao ng real-life Bible study. Of course, lahat yan, mga tools na yan, mahalaga yan. But it's more than that. It's helping people talaga. That's our mission. To help people experience real life in Christ. And it can only happen if they repent, you know, and they receive the new life that God wants to give to them through Christ. And only if they, you know, renew their minds through the work of the Holy Spirit in them, and only if they remain, no, until the Lord Jesus would come, or until they are taken up to heaven. So, sa madaling salita, there is a work that needs to be done. And doing it by ourselves, by our own ability, siyempre, it's going to be a disaster. Di natin kaya. We have very little power. We do have power, okay? We can brush our teeth. you know, we can do certain things in the house. Pero ano, limited lang yung power natin. And especially when we talk about the purposes of God, no, sa mundong ito, definitely we don't have the power to do that. And the church understood this, you know, early on, kasi sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, do not leave Jerusalem, you know, until you receive, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you will become, you will be filled with power. Okay, so napakahalaga po ng ano eh, na maintindihan natin na dapat ang motivation natin is yung mission na pinapagawa sa atin ng Panginoon. Eh. Amen? So, pag nawala sa perspective natin yan, and all we are concerned about is yung mga gusto natin gawin, mga plano natin, yung careers, yung happiness natin. Pag yan ay naging focus natin, you know, wala na yung persistent prevailing prayer. Hindi na magiging ano yan, something na kailangan natin. Kasi we can just do it on our own. And yun ang greatest challenge sa atin sa mundong ito. Eh. People just doing their own thing without God, or you know, at least parang, you know, God may be somewhere out there, you know, ready on call pag may problema tayo. But otherwise, we don't really depend upon Him as we should. So, yun yung una, no? We need to be motivated. Secondly, and lalo na this is in relation to the small groups, communities, you know, the leaders must set an example, okay? We must spearhead it. We must parang initiate this. Hindi tayo pwedeng parang maghintay lang na mangyayari ito. Now, I want to read verse 13 in regard to this, okay? Sabi niya, when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. So, binabanggit dito, the key leaders, you know, the apostles. These are the people that Jesus himself spent 3 years with to develop them, to become rabbis like himself. No? Rabbis in a different sense. Na hindi rabbi katulad ng mga Jews na ano, but rabbis of the Christian faith. You know, teachers, in other words. They are to teach people. So sila yung mga leaders. And the thing is, sila yung unang-unang binanggit dito na namumuno, nangunguna. Minsan, you know, ang isang small group, for example, or community, nagiging, ano siya, sabihin natin, boring because yung mga leaders are not proactive. They do not plan kung ano yung mga mangyayari sa journey nila. Let's say, 3 months yan. Dapat kinakalendaryo natin yan. Pinaplano natin. Balance yan dapat. So, okay, during this date, kikita tayo to study the Word of God. Kung ano man yung napili nating resource. On this date, we would go out siguro for our webbing out. You know, mag-picnic tayo. But on this day, we're going to pray. Okay? On this day, we're going to come together to specifically pray. You know, or maybe on this day, we would go together or maybe use the week to share our faith with the people who are around us. So, kailangan, ano yan eh, pinaplano yan eh. Prayer needs self-control. No, kaya sabi ni Apostle Peter in his letter, be self-controlled so that you can pray. Personally, you know, siyempre, lahat tayo may kanya-kanyang struggle sa area na yan, eh, no? Dahil may kanya-kanya tayong mga kabisihan sa buhay. Ako, busy ako, you know, and this week, mayroon akong Doctor of Ministry class, and it's a busy week for me kasi I have to prepare my lectures every day kasi the following day I will have a class. So, ano to eh, no? It's something na reality yan sa buhay natin. And we need structure. We need structure. I need structure. So, ano naman, di naman kailangan maging legalistic tayo. But we have to somehow initiate this eh. We have to initiate the process. Kailangan yung, bawa kung small group yan, o community, or church yan, may plano natin. Now, don't feel condemned kung, for example, di natin nagagawa ito. But there's always a chance to begin. You know, there's always an opportunity for us to start. Lalo na ngayon, sa RLCC, we are just starting our small groups. Nasa leadership talaga yan eh. Sa church natin, sa RLCC, we have the core team. Pag hindi kayo nag-uusap, hindi kayo nagpa-plano, hindi nyo dinidirect yung life ng group, don't expect much to happen, you know. The key is to you know, by the God's grace, they have the wisdom to, you know, create the structure. Even yung going out on a retreat, no? Just recently, the mga leaders, youth, they came up with the idea of camp back. And of course, you know, they were not able to accomplish by themselves yung purpose ni Lord, but it was used by God to bring about revival sa puso ng maraming kabataan. And this is what I mean. Kailangan mag-set ng example, no? Ang mga leaders natin. Starts with me, starts with the pastoral team, and everyone else, okay? And then last but not the least, the idea that I want to highlight is this. We must persevere until we see results, okay? We must persevere until we see results. I want to highlight verse 14 dito, the last verse. It says, they all joined together, okay? So they were in one accord, sabi sa ibang translation. Constantly, yun ang ano doon, word na very important, constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They were constantly in prayer. Now, you know, ang prayer kasi hindi pwede maging parang ningas kugon, you know? Parang, okay, we just do it once and then we forget about it. It must become a lifestyle. And especially for leaders, napakahalaga na ma-develop natin yung rhythm of grace sa buhay natin. Kung saan prayer is not parang accidental or prayer is something na basta nangyayari lang, but rather intentional. Let's ask the Lord for help sa area na ito. We need this, no? There is a need for persistent, prevailing prayer sa church, sa buhay natin, no? Kung saan nandun ang people of God, so that the reign of God, the rule of God may be manifested po in our lives, in the church, in our communities. Gaya na nakikita natin sa Book of Acts, okay? So, in conclusion, only when we persevere in prayer can we see revival in our land. Only when we persevere in prayer can we see revival in our land. In your own life, in your own family. Siguro may mga kasamahan ka sa family na medyo naging lukewarm na, some maybe nag-backslide na, ganun din sa church. We need to pray. This is a spiritual battle that we are engaged in. We cannot accomplish the will of God unless you depend upon Him in prayer. So I would encourage you, lalo-lalo na ngayon, I want to apply it to our small group leaders. Would you meet together, mag-pray kayo, starting with you, and then map out kung ano yung magiging activities ng yung small group for the next 3 months, or I don't know, kung kailan kayo mag-meet. Map it out, schedule it, inform your small group. Magkaroon tayo ng balance. Huwag lang puro Bible study. Make sure na meron tayong mga iba't ibang mga activities at nakaschedule siya. And let everybody, encourage everyone, you know, to look into that schedule and to make it a priority. Hindi yung laging maraming bagay na priority and then, you know, hindi natin nagagawa yung pinagagawa ng Panginoon. But the burden is on the leadership. Kasi kung walang abiso, hindi nyo naman sinabi na magkakaroon ng ganong prayer meeting during that particular time, siyempre, baka nag-schedule na sila ng ibang bagay. So, make sure that you do this, apply this, and God will help us if we ask for His help. Amen? So, tayong lahat po ay manalangin. Father, we praise you and thank you for your grace. We ask you, Lord, na tulungan niyo kami sa area ng prayer. Help us to initiate it and persevere in it. Maging lifestyle namin, Lord God, ang persistent, prevailing prayer. By your grace, we ask for your help. Lalo na sa mga leaders na nakikinig ngayon, the leaders ng mga small groups, or even members ng mga small groups. Dalangin ko po, Lord, na ang RLCC ay magiging isang people of God committed to persistent prevailing prayer. I pray that you would just guide each one kung paano mangyayari ito sa context ng pinagkatiwala mo sa kanila. And I pray both individually as well as a church that we would grow in this spiritual discipline. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.